brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are already into the second hour. Thank you for continuing to join us. This is the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. And I was just ranting about how pathetic people are in that Boston area where they just shelter in their homes and nobody even says, did the police have the right to come in and just yank us all out of our homes without warrants? Just because there's a teenager on the loose? Really? Really? I mean, if it was a police state lockdown every time a teenager was on the loose, yeah, we would all be living in little tents in our living rooms. We would all be sheltering in place permanently because there's always a teenager on the loose, right? That's part of being a teenager. So, I mean, and an unarmed one at that. Hiding in a boat. Oh, how terrible. So let's talk about banning pressure cookers. because everything that's related to a crime is instantly demonized by the mainstream media. I mean, I guess if a bald guy shot some kid in a grade school, then they would ban hair because if bald guy did it. They would have to mandate hair. I'm sorry, we got to get the logic straight here. No more bald guys. You got to get hair in order to be a non-criminal. So hair plugs for everybody to stop crime, and then we'll put a sign in front of the school that says this is a bald-free zone, in addition to the gun-free zone. That's it. I've got it figured out. Eureka, folks. This is the solution. You observe whatever happens in the crime. Yeah, you get all the traits. No matter what object they have, no matter what they look like, what they're wearing, he's wearing blue jeans. So blue jeans must be bad. that's the answer right there. It's all about correlation and connection. Now, oh, look what we have here, folks. Oh, my goodness. Thanks for bringing that in. We have a pressure cooker in a black backpack. Obviously a terrible weapon of mass destruction right here in a studio. Oh, my goodness. Let's open it up. Oh, no. It's a pressure cooker. What an evil object. I'm sure that it's been used more in bombings than it has been in cooking chicken. Obviously, it's an evil, evil device. So evil. Who makes this pressure cooker? Where is it made? Let's see. Oh, there's even something in it. What'd you guys put in here? Presto. The Presto pressure cooker. A terrible item. Let's go to this video where an activist is trying to get college students to ban pressure cookers because they're so evil. Let's go to that.
Hi, friends. It's Liberal Chick here. And I'm here on the FIU campus to have students sign a petition to ban pressure cookers because I really feel that they are what caused the Boston bombings. So we need to ban them. We need to control who has them so we can have a safer society.
Hi, can I ask you to sign that petition to ban bomb materials?
Sure. Awesome, thank you. Well, this is to ban bomb materials. Pressure cookers have been known to be used for a lot of bombs. They were used in the Boston bombings, and so we're trying to limit who can get them, limit who can use them and stuff. So Daddy's going to be so proud of me. They were actually used in the Boston bombing, so just trying to limit who can get them and, you know, like only like restaurants and stuff, but still it's a little iffy, you know. They've caused like house fires and stuff, and just trying to keep people safe by just reducing the number of them. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I love your shirt.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I have my final in this class, History of the Beatles, in like an hour.
Oh, so you wore it to like celebrate?
Yeah, I usually wear Beatles shirts every class. Just, you know,
oh.
I can love them.
So there's a class for History of the Beatles?
Mm-hmm.
Only like restaurants and stuff. It's really only
this activist chick is awesome. She's doing a great job.
You use it a lot? You have to be careful. I mean, especially if someone like tries to take it from you and like take a bomb.
Bomber! Good job, activist chick. That was awesome. Great video. You really made your point.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back. This is the Alex Jones Show. Yep, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Thank you for continuing with us. We've been talking about pressure cookers, and we just showed a video in the last segment about so-called activist chick. That's sort of her screen name. Going on to college campuses and having college students sign petitions to ban pressure cookers. Because, you know, pressure cookers are such evil devices. I've got one in the studio right here in front of me. An actual pressure cooker. Yes, contraband. Here in the InfoWars studio, somebody called the Austin police. We've got a pressure cooker right here in the studio, and it's filled with sugar. That probably is dangerous right there. I got a couple of ideas on the pressure cooker. Here, let me put that lid on. Stop that terrible sound. Okay, a couple of ideas. Number one, what we should really have, and this is me speaking from the heart, is we should have nationwide pressure cooker universal background checks. Before you purchase a pressure cooker, you got to give your ID, you got to fill out a form, and I think we should put the ATF in charge of vetting pressure cooker purchases, because after all, the ATF is alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives. Don't forget the explosives part. It's actually the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Don't forget the E. This is the E right here. So pressure cookers should now be controlled by the ATF, and all the stores that sell pressure cookers like Walmart, Target, I don't know, all these stores, they should now apply for federal firearms licenses. Yeah, they got to be like class three retailers. And then they could sell pressure cookers and suppressors and, you know, like rocket launchers together right there. That's just what we need. Obviously, this is all satire, but universal background checks for pressure cookers, a great idea. Another great idea is the what I'm calling the Bill Gates variety of the pressure cooker, where what you do is you surround, instead of filling the pressure cooker with nails and scrap metal and ball bearings, what you do is you fill it with vaccines. And that way, you set it in a crowd, like Bill Gates or one of his minions would set it in a crowd, and when it explodes, it vaccinates everybody. Just instantly vaccinates everybody. Mission accomplished for the government. They love it. And then they can claim, you know, it was a terrorist attack, but thank God people won't get the flu. Thank God that we put vaccines in that bomb, that pressure cooker. So those are my two ideas. Am I getting too cynical in my non-old age? Oh, it's going to be terrible. By the time I'm 80, guys, it's going to be totally out of control. I'm just... Okay, truthfully, yeah, right. Truthfully, yeah, thanks, guys. They said they'll lock me away before I reach 80. Yeah, look, I'm not doing this for very much longer, believe me, because we're winning at so many levels, man. I can't wait. I can't wait for the mass awakening, the next society based on liberty, which I believe is coming. I think we're going to win at every level. And in the future, you know what? Pressure cookers should remain legal so people can cook their beans and rice. But, hey, I guess if you're on USDA's food stamps and you're an illegal alien getting free food stamp money, you don't need a pressure cooker because you can just go to the grocery store and you can buy lobster already cooked and you know, ready to eat. Because lobster, you can buy lobster on the food stamp program. All right. Now, in just a few minutes, and yes, by the way, half of what I say here on the show is like cynical satire, probably pathetic attempts at comedy. I admit it. It's just, but what else can you do, man? It's so insane. It's so insane. Like banning pressure cookers and fake blood on the scene and actors everywhere. It's so insane. What can you do? But you know, I guess if you have, you know, two brain cells that are functioning, you're a conspiracy theorist now because you can think for yourself. So there you go. But coming up here in just a few minutes, we've got Wayne Allen Root, author of The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, How to Survive, Thrive, and Prosper During Obamageddon. And he does not endorse my last segment on the pressure cooker, by the way. His appearance on the show is not an endorsement of everything I just said, which is extremely politically incorrect. And that's why I said it, because this is free speech being exercised right here. And I actually think that the InfoWars audience is intelligent enough to see the humor even in a little bit of tragedy, you know, to see the contradictions, to see the hypocrisy when we point them out. So I have faith in you, the listeners, to know the difference between satire and actual factual reporting. We do both. We do both because we want you to be informed, but we also want you to have a good day, even though the police state is collapsing all around us, or expanding all around us, I should say. Liberty is collapsing temporarily. We want you to have a good time while you're fighting for liberty, okay? That's the bottom line. Now, speaking of people who fight for liberty, we've got Wayne Allen Root, again, author of The Obama Survival Guide, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, I should say, which is available on Amazon.com and, you know, bookstores everywhere. And I've never interviewed Wayne before, but he joins us now on The Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm having a good time here, just doing my part for liberty. How about you?
I'm so thrilled and honored that you have me on. I'm thrilled that you found me, and I'm really thrilled. It's the first time I've ever been on Alex Jones. I think I've done every conservative and libertarian talk show on the entire planet except Alex Jones, and I was waiting and wondering when Alex was ever going to call, so I'm glad you called.
Well, it's funny. I just happened across your book. I was literally shopping on Amazon, which I do a lot, you know, getting books and things, and your book popped up, and the title was fantastic. I did a little research on you. I found your website. I liked what you were proposing. For example, you proposed a one-year income tax holiday where none of us would pay any federal income taxes. Tell us about that.
I did. By the way, that's one of the things that got cut out of the book. You know what I did with this book because they gave me an impossible deal. They said, Wayne, you've got 60 days to write the book, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. Can you do it?
Crazy.
And I said, are you crazy? 60 days? And they said, we have faith in you. You'll do it. And I did it. I brought it in 1 week early. They wanted 50,000 words. I delivered 100,000 1 week early. And what we decided was you can't, you know, the book already is 450 pages of solutions for America instead of the usual criticisms of Obama and nothing but. It's solutions. But they decided that, you know, we'll save the solutions for America for another day at another time. Let's just write the solutions for the individual. So they cut that out. But I think if you wanted to turn around this economy, you wanted to turn a horrible, what I call Obama Great Depression, into a boom economy, you would do Reagan on steroids. Ronald Reagan turned around Jimmy Carter's horrible economy, the worst since the Great Depression, in just 2 years by just cutting taxes from the 70% rate to the 20% rate. And overnight, voila, by rewarding the people that do all the work and invest all the money and risk all the money and work 16 hours a day, the entrepreneurs and the business owners, overnight the whole economy turned around. And you could do the same thing now, but I would do it Reagan on steroids. I would give everyone a one-year income tax vacation. For 1 year, we all get to keep our own money.
Well, I love the idea, and it's actually feasible, because if you look at the banker bailouts that took place,
right,
the government instantly created over $1 trillion when they wanted to, and they gave it to the banksters. They could just create another $1 trillion. Let's see, the personal income tax paid to the federal government each year is about $2 trillion?
$1.2 trillion.
$1.2, okay.
Correct.
So they could create that instantly and just say, you don't have to pay any taxes this year. They could
Let me go a step further. Not only are you right, instead of giving it to the bankers, should they have given it to the people, the citizens and the small business owners, the entrepreneurs. But on top of that, the stimulus that Obama created was about $1 trillion. It was, you know, 800 billion, give or take a 50 billion or so. Maybe it was 800, 850 billion. So that's almost $1.2 trillion. So if you had enough money to give a stimulus out to the biggest Democratic contributors in the world and the people who supported Obama, to just hand money to the unions and the Democratic contributors and the people who started green energy companies.
Yeah, crony capitalism.
And the, green, and the Obama supporters, you certainly would have had $1 trillion to give to the actual people that create the jobs, which are us, the taxpayer. We should get to keep our own money instead of handing it out to others. So it's a tragedy that no one thinks this way, or not enough people think this way. And I just stepped back. I rushed back to the interview with you. I gave a keynote speech at a major event in Las Vegas at the Mirage Hotel. And I was telling them a similar story. I was saying, you guys don't get it. This is a worldwide conspiracy. Obama's part of it, but almost every country in the world is doing the same thing, to create two classes of people, the super rich, who are dependent on government for bribes to stay super rich and to get even richer, bribes like stimulus and bailout and all the other things, from green energy to government contracts, and of course to pump $85 billion a month into the stock market to make sure the richest CEOs in America sell their stock
options for
$50 to $100 million a year, and then they all support Obama in return for him creating a two-class society, the super rich and the rest of us who are all poor or going to soon be poor, dependent on government. So both classes desperately are dependent on the guy in charge, and this creates bigger government and more powerful government and central banks all over the world.
Well, that's what's maddening about this, the entire Obama philosophy, which is actually bigger than Obama himself, obviously.
Correct.
But the philosophy is the destruction of innovation and entrepreneurship and small business, the destruction of any self-reliance or independence. It's all about putting everybody in a victim role, so they're dependent on the government, and it is destroying the U.S. economy.
Well, let me tell you a story, a funny story from my book. I mean, like I said, my book is mostly solutions, and I hope we get to them
before
this interview's over, but I still got to tell you this story. I'm the one who's interrupting. I got to tell you this. I'm the only guy who could put Obama at the scene of the crime in this whole country, because I was his college classmate. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Class of 83, Columbia University. He says he graduated class of 83, same day as me. Says he was political science, same as me. Says he was pre-law, same as me. If that's true, I never met him. But if that's true, and that's strange too, but let's not get into that. I never saw him, never heard of him, never met him in my entire life. Don't know anyone who did. But assuming he went there, and he probably just never went to class, probably too busy attending Communist Party meetings. But assuming he went to class and he was there occasionally.
Hey, we're going to go to break in a few seconds.
Sure. Go ahead. Go to break, and we'll finish when we get back.
All right, all right. The rest of the story from Wayne Allen Root as we return here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We're going to talk about the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. Straight ahead.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Yeah, we're continuing our interview with Wayne Allen Root, author of The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. But real quick before we go back to Wayne, just want to give you an update on the InfoWars store. If you want to get some of the chlorella that we've been providing, the superfood, the cleanest chlorella on the planet, bar none, lab-tested, super low, any kind of contaminants, the lowest you will find in any chlorella anywhere in the world, the stuff is almost sold out. And it's going to be, I think, the end of May before we can get another shipment in. So I think there are Just a few hundred bags left at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to get the cleanest chlorella on the planet and help support InfoWars, get it now. It's going to be sold out probably in about 10 days or less, now that I mentioned it, unfortunately. But anyway, there's more on the way, so we'll have more in June for you, and it's really the best, absolutely the best chlorella out there, no question about it. Now, getting back to Wayne Allen Root, the author of the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, let me read you a quote from Wayne's website that I found, and I like this quote. It's perfect. It's also very uncensored. This is why I like talking to Wayne. He says, quote, "Obama is purposely overwhelming the U.S. economy to create systemic failure, economic crisis, and social chaos, thereby destroying capitalism and our country from within. But the bonus is brilliant. As he destroys and taxes to death business owners, he also cripples his political opposition." Strong words, but accurate, Wayne.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I just wanted to mention real quick, I sat here, you know, during the break listening to your ads, and your ads are my book. The Alex Jones Show is my book, The Ultimate
Really?
Survival Guide. You know, my book is about lots of great financial advice from 18 of the richest guys in the country, and for me, a common sense small businessman, how you prosper and all the terrible moves Obama's going to make, and they're not a mistake, he's not inexperienced, they're purposeful. And then my book is about homeschooling, because we homeschool our four children, and my oldest is attending Harvard and now Oxford, straight-A student at both, even though she was never in a single government classroom in her life, which proves you don't need the government to educate your kids. And then I interviewed a U.S. Special Forces commando about survival techniques, what you do if everything goes to hell, how to turn your home into a fortress and protect your family, what guns you need, what bullets you need, how much water, how much food. And I'm listening to these ads. I take chlorella. I take probiotics. I take 100 vitamin pills a day. It's the reason I have the energy of 100 men. This is me. So I'm so proud to be on your show. I think I found a home. That's what the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide is about. But back to the Columbia story, because I think you'll really be fascinated by this. So I go to Columbia University, and Obama claims he graduated on the same day, and so he must have gone to the same classes, even though I never saw him. He must have known the same people. He must have hung out in the same restaurants nearby, and we must have talked about the same thing. Do you know what they talked about at Columbia 24 hours a day for 4 years?
No.
Destroying capitalism. Taking down the American system. I was the Reagan conservative at Columbia, and I had to sit and listen to nothing but communists and Marxist radicals all day long telling me how racist America was and how terrible America was and how it was a system that breeded inequality and there was no fairness and the system had to be taken down completely and destroyed. And how did they plan to do it? All day long for 4 years, this is what I heard ad nauseum. How did these radicals, who all outwardly, proudly, publicly said, "Wayne, I'm a communist," they said this. All my fellow students, not most of them, 99% of them, said they hated the system and resented the system and wanted to destroy capitalism and bankrupt all the rich people. And they said they do it with a system called Cloward and Piven. Two Columbia professors who were married, who had a system. You had to destroy America from within. And you could only do it by electing a guy who's a handsome guy, who looks good, who wears nice suits, who cuts his hair or his afro to look like a lawyer. He looks like Mr. Prosecutor, Mr. Lawyer, someone you respect, the businessman. He shakes hands, he kisses babies, he hugs women, he smiles with pearly white teeth. He tells people that he's a uniter, not a divider. He tells people he's a moderate, not a radical. Well,
and he's a convincing linguistic speaker with lots of manipulations in his speech.
He tells people he's a moderate, while in reality he's a communist or a Marxist. And then he destroys the system from within with this specific, Mike, this specific agenda. He overwhelms the system with government spending, debt, and entitlement, meaning food stamps, disability, welfare, aid to dependent children, free meals at school, unemployment extended forever. Let me ask you something, folks. Does this sound like what's happening right now?
Yeah.
This isn't a mistake.
That's the playbook right there.
That's it. This isn't a mistake. This was a purposeful plan devised at Columbia University in front of me, and my classmate got elected, and he is carrying it out. Don't think Obama's dumb. I think he's brilliant.
Well, he's a brilliant manipulator, absolutely. Now, we got to go to another break here, but when we come back from the break, I'd like you to get into some of the solutions. Specifically, how do we protect ourselves from the train wreck of Obamacare and all the new taxes that are going to be kicking in over the next 3 years to punish us for not buying the overpriced private insurance that the government wants us to buy? And how do we protect ourselves from the economy being gutted by Obama? And also, how do we protect our liberties? So those are some of the questions I have for you. Wayne Allen Root continues with us after this break. here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just to throw everybody for a loop, what we ought to do, we were talking about this during the break here with the crew, we ought to have like a pressure cooker homeless food drive, you know, like drive around town with a bunch of pressure cookers on a trailer feeding the homeless. Just to freak people out, to say, gosh, are they good or are they evil? I mean, they're helping hungry people, but my God, they have pressure cookers and pressure cookers are evil. That's the kind of thing we like to do, just to make people think. You know, I'm sure the Austin police would find that very amusing. Anyway, I'm sure they're listening right now, shaking their heads. Oh, my God. I hope these InfoWars people don't drive around town with pressure cookers. But getting back to our guest, Wayne, do you have a pressure cooker in your home? Because that could be a sign that you're evil.
Yeah, well, certainly Obama thinks I'm evil because I have the ultimate Obama survival guide in my book. And by the way, we don't have time for this today, but I wrote a commentary at the Blaze, Glenn Beck site, back in, I guess it was last August, about the fact that literally no one in the country has a bigger mouth than me against Obama. I've been everywhere in the media for 4 years ripping this guy to shreds, and suddenly I had a major IRS attack
Really?
My life. I mean, literally, they came after me with a vengeance. And I had to hire one of the best tax lawyers in America, if not the best tax lawyer. And he said, my God, I've never seen anything like this. You are on the president's enemies list. So you're talking about a Chicago thug that comes after people with the government, with the police state, with the Internal Revenue Service. You're talking about massive audits, massive taxes, massive regulations. Did you know I went to the government's own website, and the last 90 days, from January 1st till the end of the first quarter, March 31st, 6,118 new government regulations. This guy must have sweatshops with lawyers working in shifts 24 hours a day to think up ways to destroy the American economy.
That's true.
6,000 rules in 90 days?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's how they wrote the health care bill. It had to be like a sweatshop word processing
right.
convention.
And they're doing it with the immigration bill, too. Yep. Almost 1,000 pages. And you know there's lawyer legalese in it that none of us can even read.
No.
That is intended to destroy the country. You know it.
The trick is to overwhelm the legislators with right. so much language that they can't possibly parse it.
And overwhelm guys like me. I can't keep up with all the bad bills and bad policies and bad executive actions that Obama's putting in place.
That's right.
My head is spinning like I'm on The Exorcist, okay?
That's yeah.
the plan.
Well, let's get to some solutions, though. We promised listeners that, and I know that's what your book is mostly about. It's called The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. And by the way, I ordered your book.
Three weeks, number one finance book at Amazon and the number one conservative or liberal
really?
Book.
Really? Really? Well, good job. I don't know. I'd never heard of it until a couple of days ago. So I just literally stumbled across it online. I ordered the book. I haven't received it yet, so I haven't read it yet. But in any case, it sounds very intriguing. Tell us about some of the solutions that are in the
sure.
book.
So I came up with an 18-point plan that I believe is a common sense small businessman could help you compete with Obama. It's called YPODS, because I know everything needs a catchy name. YPODS, it's your personal Obama defense shield. YPODS.
I like it.
And then I went out and interviewed 18 of the richest guys in America to make sure I was right and ask them what their game plan is. And these guys are worth $100 million or more, a couple of billionaires, three of them manage billion-dollar hedge funds. And guess what they said? They all basically agreed. I wrote 18 chapters with what they said in the book. So you get my advice, and then you get the advice of 18 really rich, successful guys telling you what they're doing. It kind of matched.
But is it also applicable to regular income people who aren't wealthy?
It was all written for middle-class people, certainly. Okay. My 18-point plan is. So here's some things that we all agreed on, though. I think it's important to hear what me, Wayne Root, you know, a small businessman, common sense guy said that agrees with what the 18 millionaires and billionaires highfalutin guys said. Who all dislike Obama, by the way? So they're more us than they are them. But having said that, so number one, they all agreed you got to buy gold. There wasn't one of the 18 who didn't believe that gold isn't the answer as the economy is destroyed, as debt is massively increased, as spending will only go up whether it's Republicans or Democrats. It isn't going to make a difference. Is Obama the worst? Yeah. Is he the worst on steroids? Yes. Is he the biggest government nanny state socialist Marxist you'll ever find? Yes. But guess what? Romney wouldn't have been much better, and George W. Bush wasn't much better, and even my hero Ronald Reagan, government increased dramatically under Reagan. So you're never going to stop it. It just isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So the debt will continue to go up. And if you know the debt will go up in America and all over the world, Japan is basically twice as in debt as America, twice as bad as Greece. Japan is dead. If you know Europe is dead, Europe's entering a Great Depression right now as we speak. I believe America is as well, but Europe's even worse.
Well, yeah, and they're just taking money out of private bank accounts across Europe.
Private bank accounts. And the only way out of this, according to big government liberals, the only way out, see, to me, the way out, Mike, is you cut spending dramatically. But they'll never do it.
Of course.
And so the only way out is you inflate. You inflate, inflate, inflate. You print, you print, you print. You spend, you
spend,
you spend.
That's right.
So therefore, you want to own gold. Here's some numbers that will blow your mind, though. I'll bet your audience never heard these numbers. They're from my book. In 1913, if you had $1 million, today it's worth $40,000. If you kept your money in the U.S. dollar, it's worth $40,000 because of the effects of inflation.
Right.
If you took the same $1 million, you put it in gold, you know what it's worth today?
$77 million. $77 million.
If you took $1 million in the year 1971, today it's worth $200,000. If you took the same $1 million, put it in gold, over $40 million today. So when CNBC and all their experts tell you not to buy gold, and Warren Buffett tells you not to buy gold, gold has outperformed Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway stock by 300% since the year 2000.
No, they tell you not to buy gold because that's a political agenda on their part.
Correct. They want you in the U.S. dollar, and
yes.
they want you in the stock market to make all these rich guys rich so they can back Obama. All for the obvious reasons they want to fool you. Biggest Ponzi scheme in world history, by the way, the stock market.
Oh,
biggest
of course.
Scheme ever.
Of course.
Completely rigged. So, number two, what do these guys say? What do I say? Move to a no-tax state. See, you can't avoid Obama's taxes. I'm not a magic man, Mike. I can't wave a wand and say you won't have to pay the taxes. But at least if you're living in Nevada, where I live, if you're living in Texas or Florida, your state income tax is zero. So as Obama increases taxes by, say, 20%, which is overwhelming, and you can't survive, and you can't pay your mortgage, and you can't take care of your kids properly, you go to a state where you pay 20% less and it evens out. You're not doing any better, but at least you're not doing worse.
Right.
So all of the 18 millionaires and billionaires have moved to either Nevada, Texas, or Florida. It was just random. I called them. I didn't know they lived in those states. They all said, I got out of Illinois. I got out of New York. I got out of California.
California, yeah. Right? There's a nightmare tax state.
You got to get out of Maryland and move to Virginia. Much better just walking across a border. So that's one way to help yourself. They all said invest in farmland and agriculture stocks.
I've said the same thing. Yeah, food producing land. Yep.
So when the price of food goes up and there's food shortages, you'll cheer instead of get mad. They said invest in, believe it or not, energy stocks, because they said instead of walking up to the pump and filling up your gas tank and complaining, next time you'll cheer when the price of gas goes up. Why are you complaining when all you have to do is own ExxonMobil and when the price goes up, you make money?
Well, I wouldn't own ExxonMobil, but I hear what you're saying there. But what about defense against Obamacare? What can we do in that realm?
Well, you know, first of all, I interviewed a doctor, you know, a real important MD who refused to put his name on it. He did an anonymous chapter that told you all the ways to deal with Obamacare. But I'd rather tell you the financial end that I recommend.
Sure.
And the financial end is, look, you'll deal with Obamacare by hearing what medical experts say. I'm not one and don't claim to be one, but I'm a financial guy. I'm a smart, common sense guy. And I think you should invest in medical real estate and medical stocks. Why? Because the government is the one now in charge of medical. And the government, when they spend, couldn't care less how much they're spending, because there's no one watching over them and it's not their money. So we all know they buy $10 wrenches at the Pentagon for $500, and they fix toilets with a little ring that costs 20 cents and they pay $100 for it.
Right.
So they're now going to do that in the medical field. So if I was you, I would make sure I owned pharmaceutical companies on the stock exchange. I would make sure I owned any form of a medical company that will benefit from 40 million people without health insurance being now forced into the system, and the government's paying the bill. I think health insurance companies, Mike, are going to get rich.
Well, but I hear you on the financial side, but what about morally? I'm going to challenge a little bit on this point on the pharmaceutical companies, because morally, you know, so many of these companies are engaged in so many crimes, corruption, bribery, kickbacks, killing people, medical experiments on children, and so on.
You can challenge me, and I won't debate you. All I'll say to you is I'm a capitalist, and I believe in making money, because with the money, I could choose to do good. I give a lot of money to charity. I give about $100,000 a year to charity. I take care of people. I take care of my family. And if all of you make money on my advice, you'll do good things with your money, protect your own families. To me, it's sticking your head in the sand to say, morally, I disagree with what pharmaceutical companies do, because I'm with you. I disagree. I'm a health nut. I eat organic food and take 100 vitamin pills a day, and I hate what the FDA does on behalf of pharmaceutical companies to good vitamin manufacturers. But having said that, if I see a good opportunity, I'm going to try and make some money and help you protect your family.
Here's
the really big one.
I would say, but by the way, let's throw this in. I would say there are some medical device companies that are a lot more ethical than the big pharma companies are very unethical. But there might be some, let's say, generic pharmaceutical companies that aren't engaged in all these crimes that are just doing sort of basic, you know, antibiotics that are acceptable in limited use and things like that. I just got to say this because, you know, my nickname is the Health Ranger, and I fought against the pharmaceutical companies for so long. I wouldn't recommend putting any money into those companies.
Well, listen, my ultimate recommendation for the medical end of things, for fighting Obamacare, is you don't want to get in the system.
That's right, yeah, that's right.
You don't want to deal with government, so you want to take vitamins, you want to be healthy, you want to work out.
Absolutely.
You want to eat organic, and so invest in Whole Foods.
Yes.
Whole Foods company, invest in vitamin manufacturers.
Yes.
That's your angle, okay?
Yeah, got it.
But these are all common sense ways to take advantage. I just never want to get in the system. I'm going to be so healthy, I don't want to ever get near a hospital or be involved in the system.
Yeah, because once you do, then you get sicker, then you get C. diff infections, then you get superbugs.
Correct.
Then you get side effects, then it's worse.
Well, all you have to do is eat healthy and take vitamins, and you never get sick.
I've never been
sick in my life. And I've been taking vitamins since I was 15 years old. I've been a vitamin nut. I was a bodybuilder and an athlete, and I took good care of my body, never smoked, never drank, never done a drug, lots of vitamins, lots of working out, and I've never really been sick other than the sniffles in my whole life. So you don't need the medical system if you take care of yourself, but the government and the pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know that. But, Mike, that doesn't mean I'm not willing to to make a bet on a pharmaceutical company and make an extra $10,000 and therefore take care of my family. I think that's smart thinking.
Well, but the real issue here is that Obama is forcing us to buy into a system that we don't want to use.
Understood. It's all going to come crashing down. We all know that.
Right.
It cannot work. But invest in foreign stocks, bonds, and real estate may be the most important thing I could tell you today. Because not only did I write that as my singular most important thing besides gold and moving to a low-tax state, that was number three, but all the 18 millionaires and billionaires agreed, don't invest in American biotech companies, don't invest in American pharmaceutical, invest in ones that supply China, India, Hong Kong, Singapore, Thailand, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Australia, New Zealand, Switzerland. Why? Because those are countries where people are still hungry and ambitious, and they know you either work or you starve to death. So those countries are going to kick our butt for the next 10 years and grow much faster than us. And you want to invest in ETFs, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds that invest in those countries, pharmaceutical and technology and electronic and hospitality companies, not American ones.
Well, what about people who don't have money to invest? I mean, they're barely getting by. The tax burden is so huge.
It's horrible.
There's
listen,
so much money going out the door.
Nevada than you are
what
in
do
New
they
York?
Do?
So listen, if you have no money, I can't wage a magic wand and make you money, but I could tell you move to a place where you keep more of your own money. You don't work one day longer, but you keep an extra 10 or 20%.
That makes sense.
I could have you invest in your children's education by explaining how I homeschooled my daughter to Harvard and Oxford. She's now a straight-A student and won the John Harvard Award and the highest honors at Oxford a month ago without ever being in a classroom in her life. And I could show you that in the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. And then I can educate you as to, through a U.S. Military Special Forces Commando, how to buy the best survival materials you can for your house to turn your home into a fortress and to take care of your family. All of that without me being the expert. I found the right experts in the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. And here's one more thing for a guy who doesn't make a lot of money, Mike. I said this on Fox News 2 days ago. I said, you know, you have like people like school teachers. I don't mean to single out anyone, but I always hear school teachers, members of the teachers union complaining, I only make $70,000 a year. I should make $100,000. I should make $150,000. No, the taxpayers aren't responsible for your money. God never woke up one day and said, you have a right to only work one job, and the U.S. Constitution doesn't say that. Go get a second job. Go get a third job. You may have to work twice as hard to make half the money. That's what I do. How come you can't do it? I have multiple careers, Mike. I work 16 hours a day. I work weekends. I work holidays. I've never taken a full day off in 20 years, and that's why Obama calls me rich. But you know what the reality is? I'm a very hardworking guy. Maybe everyone should take up that idea that you got to work hard in America to make money again, and maybe a poor person will become much more successful with that mindset.
I completely agree. I completely agree with you. Yeah, I mean, I'm in the same boat. You know, built my network, my system from nothing but hard work for, you know, decades of hard work. But you see, psychologically, the system today has become so invested in victimization and dependence.
Correct.
That on the radical left, I'm going to say, they feel like your money belongs to them. You know,
correct.
How dare you want to keep your money? They should get the food stamps. They should get unlimited
right.
welfare. You know,
well,
and Obama encourages that.
Mad. They want to pull you down to their level.
Yes, they do.
Shared misery.
Yes.
But, you know, listen, when you talk about victimization, I'll tell you a very funny story. Did you know in January, did Alex Jones tell his audience in January that the United States government labeled anyone who has food allergies as disabled? Did you know that?
No.
And I've had terrible food allergies my whole life, and that's the reason I got into vitamins and health food. I'm gluten intolerant, and I don't eat regular bread anymore. I eat the gluten-free bread. I don't want a wheelchair. I don't want a disability check. It's no big deal. I've lived a wonderful life while I have terrible allergies. Who cares? But this is all part of Obama's campaign to destroy us mentally and make us all believe we are weak
that's
and
right.
capable of taking care of ourselves.
Absolutely. I think that's it. Is essentially, the Marxist mindset, it sucks the soul out of humans. I mean, it literally sucks your soul away and leaves you as a pathetic victim, a dependent, and also a de-educated, dumbed-down person. You mentioned your daughter was homeschooled, and, you know, Ron Paul has worked with Gary North to put out a homeschool curriculum that looks fantastic. But public education is really about de-educating people to make them, as George Carlin said, obedient workers to the system.
Correct.
How bad is that?
Well, I think that's the reason Obama was reelected. So he's smart. That's why they do that. They push you like sheep or cattle. They herd you into the public school system where you are taught on a daily basis, this is a terrible nation. It is a racist nation. It hates blacks, gays, and Hispanics. It hates anyone who isn't white in the power. economy since the Great Depression in 1929, and most of the damage has been upon women, blacks, and Hispanics.
Yep, that's right. He's damaging his own support base. Now,
correct.
We've only got a few seconds left here, Wayne. I want you to give out your website so people can check out your information there.
Sure. Well, the book is The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. It's the number one finance and number one political book at Amazon for 3 weeks now, and it's available at Amazon.com or any fine bookstore, Sam's Club, Costco, Barnes & Noble. And my website is root4america.com. That's R-O-O-T, 4america.com, because, Mike, that's what I do every day is root for this great country, root for America.
Well, I love your enthusiasm, Wayne, and most of your ideas. Your book is awesome. I'm going to read it soon, so thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, thank you, and God bless everyone. Let's keep fighting. We got to save the middle class and small business from these crazy people who are out to wipe us out.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you. All right, there goes Wayne Allen Root there. And stay with us. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show with much more straight ahead.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
I'm going to cover. That was an interesting interview with Wayne Allen Root. Definitely high energy guy. Got some great ideas. I'm going to check out his book and sort of see where he's going with all those ideas. But I appreciate him coming on the show. I like to mix up, you know, the guests here. I don't want to have the same person on over and over and over again. I like to bring you some new perspectives, some new voices from time to time. So I always try to reach out and bring in new people. And by the way, Alex doesn't even normally know who I'm bringing on. So if you ever wondered how this works around here when I'm hosting, the truth is I invite my own guests. And sometimes Alice will recommend, you know, we want this person on, but then I'll invite a couple other guests. So it's actually pretty much up to me who I bring on. And that seems to have worked out, you know, pretty well. So in case you're curious, Alice usually calls me. He usually calls me like just a couple days before. Can you host? Like, oh man, I was gonna go on a picnic that day, but we'll rearrange things. Yeah, well, I'll come in and host for you. Anyway, in this segment, oh by the way, we've got a guest coming up in the next hour, Dr. Chris Busby, with news about Iraq effects with depleted uranium, veterans dying of cancer. Yeah, we've covered that quite a bit on the show here, but we'll get, I guess, more details on that from Dr. Busby when we get into the third hour. But until then, I wanted to read you this. Well, not word for word, but just go over it with you. 10 civilization-shaping trends for 2013 that are driving us into social and spiritual crisis. This is an article I put together. It's on Infowars.com and also my website, naturalnews.com. I just want to go over this because I feel like this is really crucial for us to understand the big trends of what's happening. So let's go over these very, very quickly. Number one, we've got the rise of human engineered genetics. You know, GMOs, you're familiar with that, but also now in animals and soon in babies. And this is a very dangerous mad science experiment that we need to be very careful with. Number two, the reality escapism. Google Glass, social networks, online gaming, they are providing venues for people to escape reality and actually get deeper into what I call detachment from the real world. And from detachment comes all these other problems, mental health problems, physical health problems, sociological problems, and so on. People don't feel like they're really part of a human civilization anymore. They're living out their lives in these virtual worlds. Number three, the demonization of normalcy. So everything that's normal is now being demonized. And everything that's freakish or abnormal is being celebrated by the trendies. So normalcy is the new closet. If you're normal, you got to hide in the closet because, you know, you're normal. Number four, the rise of omission journalism. The mainstream media is mostly focused now on making sure they leave things out of the news, like the abortion murder trial in Philadelphia, like the DHS bullets, like the real story on the Boston Marathon bombing, and so on. It's all about what they leave out. Omission journalism. Number five, the idiocracy effect, where the people who are reproducing the most across the board are those who are least qualified to lead human civilization forward. Those who are most capable tend to have the least children, and this was obviously depicted in the movie by Mike Judge called Idiocracy, which took us, I don't know, a few hundred years in the future, where human civilization devolved into a bunch of idiots walking around. And anyone who used, you know, big words like cognitive was considered Mr. Big Words Fancy Pants, using big words like cognitive. All right, we'll get into the rest of this list after we come back. But number six here is the censorship and criminalization of knowledge. We'll get to that and the others when we come back here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We've also got Dr. Busby straight ahead, our guest for the third hour with an update on Fukushima and radiation, plus some other news and commentary. So stay with us. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.